Hello, and welcome to The Morning Show. I'm Alec Robinson.
I'm Brandon Duvall.
And we're here to talk to you about the current Marvel Cinematic Universe. Brandon and I have just got done watching Marvel's Infinity War, and we wanted to talk to you about how that kind of ties into the rest of the universe.
I don't know. It's like my, this will be like my sixth time watching it. What about you, Alec?
I don't know. I've probably watched it like three or four times.
Okay, cool. Just wondering, because like, I feel like I'm one of your nerdier comic friends. I don't know. Pretty into the whole, you know, comic realm of things.
I don't know if I'd necessarily say one of the nerdier ones as much as one of the more well-versed in it.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
Yep, no problem.
So, I don't know, what's your favorite thing that really ties together quite a few? So, when we talk about tying in, though, I'd like to stop there and think, what are we thinking about with tying it into the Marvel Cinematic Universe when we say that? Is it since Disney bought it or since the Marvel Universe has been around?
Well, I think we're talking more about just kind of like since the Marvel Universe has been around. Like, when Infinity War starts, it's right at the end of Thor Ragnarok, so... The first scene of the movie, I mean, there's just dead bodies floating everywhere in space from Thanos's, you know, path.
Correct. But I just mean it in the way that, like, I don't know. There are some things that keep that apart, I guess. I don't know. I'm really big into the Deadpool side of things, and people make a big argument there for it tying into the cinematic universe.
All right. How do you think it ties into the universe then?
I don't know. I just feel like it's got a very good mutant presence, and not only do his references tie in, but also some of the characters that were in it were in Apocalypse for like quite a bit, and that connection there, I guess.
Okay. So you said a couple of the characters are in there. So obviously, I think you mean like Scarlet Witch.
Well, for like a hot second, right? I think she was in there. But I was saying, I don't think she was actually, I think it was, Megasonic was in there for like a hot second in Apocalypse. And the girlfriend, what's her name? Kyoko or whatever. Yeah. Our
girlfriend of,
Megasonic.
Oh, I can't even remember.
I think it's Kyoko or, I would hate to be wrong in that, but really cool, character dynamic. Nonetheless, I appreciate, Deadpool for their references, but him being a fourth wall break character also ties it into the way that the universe kind of seems to be going with things dying too.
Okay, and speaking of dying, I mean, we certainly saw a lot of that. It's definitely pretty cutthroat towards the end there, almost Game of Thrones style on us.
Yeah, but so did they really die, or do you think? So I don't know. To me. And in many other situations in the comics, have these characters seem like they died and then were, you know, brought back at the last second in some way, typically because of, you know, some different situation that took them outside of that. And in this, tying it back to the Deadpool situation I mentioned, there kind of is like a Lady Death, you know, situation where there's a celestial that has been on top of these people that, you know, you look at Ego from Guardians of the Galaxy 2, right? He wasn't really, like a strong celestial, but he was like a, you know, a demigod to a god, mind you.
Now you mentioned Lady Death, you know, who is she? And do you think that she'll play a role in any of the movies coming up?
I hope so. That's why I bring this stuff up. I don't bring the Deadpool stuff up in meaning it's factual or anything. I bring it up in the point of it would be fun, and it makes the Marvel Universe fun because we've gotten all these stories that seemingly tie together, especially, I mean, there's tying across the entire movie of Avengers Infinity Wars, right? We get, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy coming in when they bump into Thor and bring him onto the ship, and they make a bunch of funny comments about him being buff and sexy. There's tons of situations. Even you could pay attention to small stuff like Lieutenant Rhodes, you know, War Machine. He was paralyzed in Civil War, and then he has all that Stark tech to help him, you know, walk and, you know, function like he did before that accident during Civil War. So you know, with all these situations tying these together, and especially like small comments, like kind of teasing you with it, you just, you get excited and you hope. So that's more so what the Deadpool and stuff is. But I don't know. What are your, some of your favorite tie-in scenes from other Marvel Cinematic Universe things?
I really liked how they showed the power of each individual stone as he was collecting them.
It's an interesting idea. Yeah, because you get to see what each of the... So the interesting thing about the stones is they go back into like the Celestials too, right? Like a lot of the base Celestials have this power that is, you know, in some way related to something like the stones. And it's interesting to think about that because you get to see him do things like turn a shot into bubbles or, you know, like fragment somebody's entire reality like he did to Gamora for a second.
Speaking of which, like, it was really interesting to watch him just kind of shatter the Tesseract in his hand and pull out that stone.
Why do you think that? Because you've only seen people wield it with the Tesseract?
Yeah. I just thought that the Tesseract would, you know, it would be a little bit more strong to someone squeezing it.
Well, I mean, you got to think. Thanos is, you know, not like he's up there with some of the strongest in the universe, but the dude's like strong. I mean, the universe is big. I don't mean to say that Thanos is weak, but you know, there's always something around the corner. And if Thanos can squish the Tesseract, imagine what else the Marvel universe could bring in.
Yeah. It's crazy to think of just how like just sheer strong somebody can be.
Yeah. And it's cool because as it grows, it's interesting, as you see with other, like, comics and mangas and other things, like, you know, the series grows, these writers have to come up with very interesting, you know, dynamic storylines that that create, like, interesting arcs for the people. And you can see, like, good character development in the middle of that, too. You don't just, like, sacrifice that within, you know, some broad story.
Yeah, I think they've truly done a good job of pretty much every show that they have in this universe.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm a big DC fan and it's sad to say, but the MCU is just so much better than, you know, the DC Cinematic Universe. It's just not as good.
Well, that's about all the time we're going to have today on the morning show. But Brandon, thanks for stopping in today and talking to me.
Yeah, of course, man. Have me anytime. Appreciate you.